Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast, and brought to you by the good folks here at Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, I'm Brother Johnny, your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast, and we're glad to have you along with us here on this Thursday. We're going to get right into the music. We're going to hear a good song from Brother Thomas Mullinax. And the rest of the adult choir, they're going to be singing a song for us entitled I'm Not Ashamed, amen, made popular, I think, by the Inspirations a few years going back. But I hope you'll enjoy this good number from the choir and Brother Thomas. Amen. Here we go. Ashamed. Amen. Brother Mullinax and the rest of the choir doing a good job and getting us started off today. We appreciate that good number. Amen. Well, we'd love to give you an invitation at this time to come be a part of any of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental King James Bible preaching, preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. Boy, I tell you, we'd love to have you come and worship with us any services here at the church. We'd count it a real joy to have you. And we'll meet this coming Lord's Day at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the p.m. service. And then our midweek prayer service is on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Come on by and pay us a visit. We're right on the corner of 18 South, 5 miles south of Shelby, going towards Gaffney, going towards South Carolina, right there at the intersection of Highway 180, which you will know if you're a local, that is South Post Road, right on the corner, on the left, coming from Shelby. If you're coming from South Carolina, of course, we'll be on the right. Come on by and pay us a visit. We'd love to have you and got you a seat saved. Amen. Well, here's a little picking from the right side, guys. If you enjoy, send the light. Amen. Side picking for us today, Send the Light. Amen. I was kind of looking around for a biscuit to sop. Amen. Praise God. I like that kind of music. I hope you do too. Amen. Well, it's time now for our truth for today. Amen. We'll take it from out of the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 8. The word said and says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." You know, life is a matter of sowing and reaping. A choice in our sowing and reaping. And it is given to every man to determine the crop. What you sow is what you're going to get. Oh, I tell you, a great practical, simple truth for our truth for today. Amen. Well, it's time to pray. I invite you to join me in prayer if you can, and remember us here at the Sounds of Faith in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, asking you to forgive us of our sins. And I'm sure there's things that we have done today, maybe in thought, word, or deed, that was not pleasing in your sight. Lord, I pray if there be any wicked way in us, I pray you'd forgive us of it. Cleanse us, I pray today. Now, Lord, I want to say thank you for your blessings and for your benefits and for the answers to many of our prayers. But some, you know, we have not heard from you yet, but we're still praying, still seeking your face, still waiting on your will to be done. I pray, God, that you'd do that today. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for the dear friends that are listening here on the Sounds of Faith here on this Thursday. We ask you, God, to touch every heart, every life. God, touch the hearts of those that may not be saved today. We're asking you, God, to change them, to cleanse them, to convict them, bring them to Jesus, I pray, oh dear God. Now, for that one that is saved, but maybe they're a little weak in the faith and they just don't have their focus exactly where it needs to be today. Well, I know how that can be. And I pray, God, you'd realign our minds, our hearts, in tune with thee today and to that one that may be struggling a little bit today. Thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings again. And thank you for Jesus. Continue, God, to bless in thee. Broadcast today and tomorrow and the upcoming days ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, praise the good Lord for prayer time. We appreciate the opportunity, the privilege it is to pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we like to sing here at Faith. We got a lot of folks that do that, and we seldom ever play congregational singing because, you know, we don't have any microphones or things in the auditorium. Out in the auditorium where the people in the pews can be heard very well. But sometimes we get a pretty good recording, and this is one of them. We'll play this one today, and then we'll have another one tomorrow of just congregational singing here at Faith. Amen. This is everybody. Amen. Not a certain person, not a certain group. This is everybody. Amen. That was in that particular service. Amen. And this is out of the old red book. I think it's 110 in the old red book. Says, hey, Heaven's Jubilee. Singing, amen. pretty good singing if we were doing it, amen. Praise God, good congregation number there. Went out of the old red book, amen. Praise his name. Well, we'll have one more before the message, and we'll go back to the little book of Ruth here in just a few moments and finish out the week in that thought of the book of Ruth and focusing in on basically the choices. What Ruth left behind and what Orpah left behind. And we'll go there here. If you get your find your Bible, if you have one handy, we'd appreciate it. Follow along as we preach the Word of God here after this good song. This is Brother Gene and his granddaughters. Well, actually, Gene and one of his daughters and two granddaughters. A man singing a good song entitled The Record Book. Record book. Amen. I'm glad my name's there, friend. And you know what? The Bible talks about the books. Plural form was open. You know, I believe God's keeping record of everything we do. Everything we think. And even catching our tears in a bottle. Well, I tell you, he's a God of details, isn't he? Amen. Well, in the Word of God, in the book of Ruth, only four little chapters in this great love story book. That's what most people look at it as, a love story, because they rush right over to where Boaz marries Ruth and how that all came together. But you know what? There never had been a wedding unless there was first a leaving. You know, this is really... You know, I preached this the other Wednesday night, and basically the thought of choices was just the main focus. It was just on my heart. It was on my mind, because you see people make choices in your life, and You make choices in your life. I make choices in my life. Some of them are good and some of them are bad. And I got to thinking, you know, how this story of Ruth would have been a lot different had Ruth went back like Orpah did. Remember the text? Let me read you a verse just to kind of to get started off. And in Ruth chapter 1, in verse 14, the Bible says here, "And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah," notice, "and Orpah," here you see the two decisions. "And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her." If you have a study Bible, you'll probably have a number or a letter beside the word clave there in verse 14. And if you run it over to your center reference or wherever you may have your notes, it will have something like clung to or clove to. C-L-U-N-G is what is in my reference. She clung, she hung on to her, so to speak. Now, I don't know if that meant physically, but I believe that she made a solemn choice, a solemn promise in her own heart. And where Naomi went, she was going to go. She tells us that, and she tells Naomi that. And she said that, you know, she says, of course, Naomi, even after that, Naomi tries to get her to go back. And Ruth says in verse 16, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people," here's the kicker here, "thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." So we see here, I want you to notice some things about Ruth today, and then we're going to look at some things about Orpah in conclusion tomorrow, in tomorrow's broadcast. And I will have to say this. There's not near as much to be said about Orpah as there are about Ruth. There is no book of Orpah in the Word of God. You ever thought about that? There is no book of Orpah, but there is a book of Ruth. And we're there today. But we have seen, and we've already talked about some of this, but I've used some L words here that I hope that will help us to remember. Notice I have read verse 14 to you, where Ruth clave to Naomi. I see Ruth leaving. She was just as much a resident of Moab as Orpah was. Evidently had been there all of her life, because the text says that the two sons married women of Moab, Moabitess. So she had the same thing going on as far as circumstance as Orpah did. But the difference was she chose to leave where Orpah chose to stay. I don't want to bring Orpah too much into this today, because this is about Ruth, but you can't talk about him. It's like you can't talk about David without talking about Goliath, or Goliath and talk about David. We'll see something real interesting about that tomorrow. But I see Ruth leaving. But when she gets back to Bethlehem, Judah, not only do we see her leaving, but we see her laboring. She began to go to the fields. Just so happened, some would say, it's coincidental. No, no, no. It's the providence of God, friend. She became a gleaner, which in the Jewish law was perfectly legal for those of poor estate could go into the field, even a field that was not even theirs. After the harvesters would come and harvest the grain or the corn or whatever the case may be, the gleaners could go in there and pick up those things that was left behind. the leftovers, if you please. That's what got Boaz's attention, is that he would see this girl on time, every time, working in his field. And they ask, who is this girl? Who is this girl that's working in the field? Notice what it says here in chapter number 2. And when they went and came, notice, they gleaned in the field, verse number 3, after the reapers. And her heap was to light a part of the field belonging to Boaz. Notice now, this is very important, who was the kindred of Elimelech. In other words, he's kin to Ruth's father-in-law, who's already dead and buried. That's very important. And Boaz, in verse number 4, came from Bethlehem and said unto his reapers, the Lord be with you, and answered him. And then Boaz said to his servant, what was said over the reapers? Who's that? Whose damsel is this? In other words, who is that girl? Who is that girl gleaning in the field? She catches Boaz's eye. But listen to me very carefully. I believe Ruth was very beautiful. I really do. But I don't think that's what initially got his attention. I believe her laboring said a lot about her. Listen, your work and your walk say much more than any of your talk. Are you listening to me? Being faithful, being on time, being efficient, being dependable, those things catches people's eye. And it caught the eye of Boaz. Notice not just her leaving, but her laboring. But notice also her loving. Oh, we see it all through the chapter. We see her love for Naomi by going back with her. And she ends up falling in love with Boaz. And she is loved by Boaz. Oh, I tell you, it is a beautiful, beautiful picture of this. But in every good love story that you ever see on television, those that are decent to watch, there's always a lull in the middle of the movie where there's always, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? There is someone in the text, another kinsman redeemer, that's closer kin to Elimelech than Boaz was. So he had the rights to Ruth more so than Boaz. But for whatever reason, this guy didn't want to redeem Ruth, didn't want to carry out his role as kinsman redeemer with her. So Boaz steps in. He said, I'll take her. And boy, what a legacy she leaves behind. That's the other L word. But I'm going to save that legacy. I'm going to save that legacy because it's going to tie in with Orpah's loss. We're going to tie those two together tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, I never had heard this before, and I don't have any Bible for what I'm going to say tomorrow. But I do have Jewish history. I do have things that I can reference that it's recorded in those things. But tomorrow we'll look at that. Until then, God bless you now, is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.